Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
We all look for toughness. We all want it, but we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment.
You want people who are honest with you, who are going to tell you what the f- is honest. Honest and truthful people.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, eventually you'll act on it. And my self-talk was most disgusting self-talk of all time.
You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality.
But you overcome those fears, guess what happens? The whole world, you unlock this door and everything opens back up again.
I made this person. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms.
So many people, before I give them a workout plan, they're talking about recovery. Everybody that hears me speak, they want to go straight to recovery. Workout first. We are always looking for, like whenever I talk to people, people take my words and they put it in a way to where they want to feel comfortable. This guy, you know, they want to put you in a box. They want to put a title on you. No, you're putting a title on me to make yourself feel better about yourself. If you read this book of mine and you see where I came from, I made this person. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. Because now they're yours. They're yours to own. If you're not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay, because you are. But take that not as you're putting yourself down. If you're fat, call yourself fat. I used to be 300 pounds. We want to talk so soft to ourselves. We're looking for that recovery day. And that recovery day is everything in your life. Everything in your life is a recovery day. We're looking for it. It's not coming. It's not coming. Get over that recovery day. And that's the mentality I took with me. And what happened through that process was all the frivolous things of life started to float away. I used to tell people lies so they would like me because I was so insecure. When you start to build yourself up and start to have the one thing that we don't have is confidence. Real, authentic confidence from hard work. You now know. I walk in the room now and I know the hours and years and decades I put into David Goggins. That's something, it's not on the wall. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal on your neck. It is actually a feeling in your heart. I don't care how you perceive David Goggins, because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. And once you do that on a daily basis, it's not about the running. People are going to be, you're about working out. Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. When you sit down and you're not smart, and you have a disability, and you still want to be at the top of your class, I didn't want to just get by. When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy, that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you, and I am dumb, but I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented. It's that, having a discipline every day to say, for me to learn this one math problem, it's gonna take me 10 hours. And that's where it, and you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody, no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
Some people didn't understand when I say I'm training for life. 2020 was the perfect example of that. A lot of people lost jobs, lost businesses, lost family members. A lot of folks spent a lot of time in the hospital on ventilators. That should have caused a lot of damage in your brain. Folks see how much that work out. And they think I'm running from demons. It's not demons. It's discipline. And I'm a disciple of discipline. You cannot run your demons. They'll always find you. Only way to beat them, mother, is look at them eye to eye and make them your bitch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the only thing that gets you through hard times.
So think about this. I put everything on David Goggins to be a Navy SEAL. It's like going to the crap table with your last $1,000. And you say, you know what? I'm going to put everything on this fucking on black. And hopefully I win. If not, I'm broke. I put my whole life, a guy that was scared of the water, a guy that could taught himself how to read and write, on being one of the hardest motherfuckers on the planet. Think about that shit. A guy that came from nothing. I put my whole life on I'm going to go out here and put everything on David Goggins to be a Navy SEAL. Not to go be a, you know, Boy Scout or some shit, a Navy SEAL. And I look at that, and I did all this shit just to get the opportunity to succeed. That's what people don't understand, man. And people see the end result. I remember that guy saying, my God, man, I can't believe what I've just done. I put everything, ruined relationships, ruined this, ruined that, put everything on. In fact, I have to become someone in this world, or I'm no good for anybody. It comes from a disgusting place of not being fulfilled in your life, of afraid of dying, having never accomplished anything. That's a fear that some people run away from, that people don't want to face. I mean, you have a real fear of dying and being just another person, that I live to pay the bills. I mean, $1,000 a month. This is my life. I spray for cockroaches, man. If that makes you feel good, that's great. It didn't make me feel good. I wanted to, the first time in my life, after 26 years, it was 24, 25, wherever I was, I wanted to feel good about myself.
Think about how many years, months, hours, seconds, days, all that shit you have wasted on people who suck the fucking life out of you. Today's a good day for you to go through and can those motherfuckers. Should can those motherfuckers only call you when they need something. Should can those motherfuckers can't get over shit, who continue to bring up from the past, who can't move forward. Life is short. Life is precious. Spend that time with the people you love, the people you want to give that time to. Real friends, real family. Everybody else, they're just sucking up the air you breathe. You need that motherfucker to be hard. Stay hard.
Why is the truth so important?
You know what? Because, first of all, it does set you free mentally. And it gives you a starting point. You have to have the truth to have a starting point. So when you, like, if I'm lying to you about who I am, or I'm lying to you about whatever, there's no starting point. There's a false reality. You have to create the real reality. So that's what I call my accountability mirror in my book. That's the real reality. Where the f*** am I going to start from?
So for me, I was lying to this, lying about that. So I had no starting point. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth. The no bullshit truth that only you can tell yourself. So it's the starting point. The truth's the starting point. Especially nowadays in this society, we like to surround ourselves. It makes us feel so good. Those people who say it's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. It isn't okay, man. And I get it. Society's changing. And we love to feel wanted and loved. Trust me. That's all important. It is. But you have to have the truth from people. Hey, you're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. We all think we're trying hard. But what are you gauging that off of? Are you gauging off of, like, I talked to this one kid the other day. College is kicking my ass. I said, what are you gauging that off of? I go, are you trying? He goes, yeah, I'm trying my ass off. I'm studying hard. I go, what are you gauging trying hard off of? Well, in high school, I didn't have to try at all. And I made great grades. In college, I'm trying hard. You're trying hard compared to what you did in high school, which was it came easy to you. So your reality is something that you created off of something easy. So you trying hard is 2 hours of studying. I'm going to tell you a difference in trying hard and trying hard. Trying hard is something in your mind just doesn't stop. We know 2 hours isn't enough. So it's all about, you know, reality and what you're basing things off of. When I was 297 pounds and I was fat as hell trying to be a Navy SEAL, the scariest thing in the world to me, even to this day, was that that could have been the rest of my life. I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297 pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month. I thought that was me at my 100% potential. Come to find out, a few years later, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduated Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard. That's why people gotta understand what is in us. We have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, where you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
When I was in Ranger school, my squad got spot checked. The Ranger instructor was looking for 3 items. One of my guys didn't have the items. So the whole squad got smoked. The RI was sitting there smoking us. And the more he smoked us, the more my squad looked around looking for someone to motivate him. The Ranger instructor shouted out, I'm gonna bury you. So I saw that my squad needed some extra motivation. So I said, ain't no grave that can hold us down, motherfucker. Ain't no grave that can hold us down. Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
This is the world that is in front of me. And what most people do is they see this world and they look at it as an excuse to get out of it. I started looking at it as this is the ultimate training ground for the rest of my life. I have all these valuable lessons, because if you look out in the world right now today, it's not a nice place, but I'm very prepared for it. I'm prepared for all the failure coming my way. I'm prepared for everything my way. And that's the biggest lesson that she taught me by not teaching me, by never saying it's going to be okay. Matter of fact, she told me the exact opposite. Life sucks. That's what she knew. And it was the truth. And so I started at that point in my life. I have a lot more failures, as you see in that book. But I started down the road of, instead of the path of least resistance, I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way. We live in a box, and we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. What we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that, you could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL. So if my mind was shackled, there'd be no book. There'd be nothing. So what people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives by facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
I got to feed myself. And every foot strike that hits the pavement, that's how I feed myself. Motherfuckers look for inspiration. Inspiration is found in every footstep you take, every grasp of that iron bar, all that shit, all the miles in the pool. Inspiration is found in suffering. So right now, this is my greatest recovery. As I recover, I find inspiration. Stay hard.
I have the ability to see the end before the beginning even begins. And what that means is I know that to get to the very end, I can see it right now. So before I went to Butts and I was losing all this weight, I saw myself walking across the stage at 191 pounds. That's what I had to get to get into the door. I saw myself 6 months, a year later, whatever it's going to take me to do it. I saw myself walking across that stage, getting that certificate of graduation from Buds. And I was able to be there at 300 pounds. And that feeling that I was nowhere near that feeling, I was able to put myself there a million times every day. And that feeling of like, my God, that is going to feel amazing. That's what made me suffer. That's what allowed the pain to be real and say, this is worth it. I want to feel for this next 18 months. It took me 18 months to finally become a Navy SEAL, to finally, you know, just get through Butts. 18 months. It's 6 months. It took me 18. That's what woke me up every morning was, I'm going to put myself through this much pain and suffering for a few seconds. That's all it is. A few seconds of joy. And it's so worth it, man. That's what people don't get. So I'm able to put myself at the finish line, even though I have no finish line, but at the finish line of an event before I even start the motherfucker, and say, how are you going to feel at the end of this? Visualizing is my biggest tool of life. That's why I've been able to put myself in cold water, put myself in a 100-mile race millions of times before I've done it. And I'm able to go through the race and see how I'm going to feel at mile 50. Almost to the exact feeling. And that's the one thing I practice and practice and practice and practice overnight. But also, the most important thing is I practice that feeling of accomplishment that I'm going to have when it's all said and done with.
I get a lot of questions. People asking me for help. So I ask them, what have you done to help yourself? Most of them say, I've been working hard. I'm all about being your own hero. But I'm not about kissing your ass. In life, a lot of us believe that we're working much harder than we actually are. We think if we got up early for 4 days, we've earned something. You gotta drop your entitled mindset. It's dead weight. We believe we work harder than we actually have. Trust me, most of us haven't. The one thing in life you gotta realize is this. Learn to help yourself. Don't count on other people to help you. Stay hard.
Yeah. Because I realized once I was talking to myself the right way and all this shit wasn't in my mind, wow, I went from this piece of kid who thought he was dumb, not successful, insecure, who stuttered when I first saw somebody, to a person who can now do all these things just because I now control my own mind. And I don't care. When you get to the point where you really don't care, you become very, very dangerous. I'm not saying don't care, like, I don't care if I do that. No, when you don't care about other people and how they view you, about how you walk, how you talk, how you dress, where you want to go with your life. You know, growing up, I didn't want to tell anybody I wanted to be in the military. Because why? Some of my black friends, I was afraid of what they think. Why do you want to join the fucking military, man? Why the fuck you want to do that shit? I was afraid of what other people thought about me. So now, when I go in the military, I know you want to fucking join the military. Yeah, I ain't tell you because I'm afraid of what you thought. Once again, man, you're allowing other people to shackle your mind. It's the worst thing in the world.
Let's say, for instance, we have a family. Let's say we're all a big family here. And every morning I'm getting up training for a 200-mile run. And you see me get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And all you are sleeping. And by the time I get done running my 30, I come home just getting up. How are you going to feel about yourself? A lot of our family members, a lot of our friends, they're mediocre. There's always those couple of guys who are uncommon, who want to be better. But you make that mediocre motherfucker feel like, whether it's your mom, your dad, whoever, you make him feel horrible. I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. When you get somebody around you, man, who's trying to be better, and you don't have the drive that they have, it's a constant reminder of how you are. You have to know that that's what it is. Anybody in your corps is not saying, man, get after it, brother. I'm so proud of you. They have a problem with themselves. Because all you're trying to do is achieve more. If that's a problem for somebody, you have to look at them and say, man, you really have a fucking problem with yourself, huh?
Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it.